I am Dean, baby. That over there is the Madman Los. And we got some shit to discuss and talk about. And I know I'm not supposed to within the first 30 seconds of a YouTube video go right into cursing and shit, but I don't give a damn. They already banned us for some shit that we were telling the truth about. We about to double down on some more truth. Oh, what you got on that one?
Oh, definitely. No, we're definitely here now. And now that I know where we're at, we're definitely here now.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? But definitely the thing that we have to, we've let in some infiltrators into our precious sanctum, which is our culture.
Well,
they got us our foods, our music, our fashion, our way of life.
Has been
just sick of the lambs right now.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's run amok. Everybody's in our culture, and it's like, what? What is even our culture anymore? Where is it? I'm not saying we can have some guests. We can have some guests. But some residencies? No.
And the first flash of the pan, it's like, oh yeah, they're one of us. And then they just transcend everything. Everything's always transcendent.
You know what it is? Because it goes from
Justin Timberlake.
That's what I'm getting at. It goes from being invited to the cookout to having a cooking of your own. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know what I mean? And you can't have a cookout of your own and it being you absolutely can, but it won't be the same. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And that's what I think the difference is. And I think where our whole culture is being just ran through right now, and it just, I feel like it's a terrible representation. You also got appropriation, and then it's just like just shit that just doesn't, it just doesn't hit the same.
When you look at things, like for instance, right? So what I feel is, if for the people, we're gonna little inside baseball behind the curtain, right? So me and Los were having a conversation, and I was expressing true frustration with woke. And first of all, I can't stand how it's basically become a dog whistle for like black and OD gay shit. That's what it's become a dog whistle for.
Whoa.
Am I wrong?
That's what
Republicans always say.
Oh, that's Republicans. Okay.
Right? That's what a dog whistle word means.
No, I know it, but yeah. I know it's for that though.
That's what it is. Whenever you hear them, that's always in that condensation of it, right? Oh, this go woke shit. Oh, this is go woke. Everything is go woke from them, right? And it's because the left at one point, you know, they heard Black America talking about, listen, we woke, we understand, we see what's going on, because we were talking about shit within ourselves. It had nothing to do with for the Americans' American right of any other class except for Black Americans' rights. But once again, like you've done with rock and roll, like you're currently, we're seeing try to be done with fucking hip hop.
I disagree with you.
What?
I think that woke transcends race, because I think that it's also like it's about a certain frequency and frame of mind. You know what I mean? That's what I think it is. So I think anybody can attain it. You know what I mean? I do feel like I feel like we have our own culture of everything, because it's just.
Who else is talking about going woke in that manner?
Right.
In that manner.
It was us.
So why is it everybody else's shit then?
No, it's not.
Why is everybody else's shit, Los?
It's not everybody else's shit, but I'm thinking it's a frame of mind. It's bigger than race. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's like a frame
of
mind.
How was it bigger than race when it was four black people? That's how we got in the problem we in today, is what I'm saying.
Is what? By being.
The whole go woke shit was for us, right, by us. The reason we're in the issue with the whole word, and then even going back to now, the whole content, then to even take it out from that micro, mm-hmm, and look at it from a macro, we talk about black exploitation, mm-hmm, just with every fucking thing,
right?
And then us not standing up and putting a foot down, like fucking no. It's like, no, that shit was for us, by us, mm-hmm, in a certain manner that we all understood.
Right.
The shit now has gone far left, mm-hmm, far right, for every fucking where else, right, no pun intended, where the shit was not intended to fucking go. It had a specific fucking meaning to, mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. So when you say that it transcends race and transcends everybody, it don't trans shit for anybody if your ass don't have some kind of black descendancy within you.
You think it's specific to just us? Just that, yes! That frame of mind?
Yes, it's for us in Spanish niggas.
I can get that. I can get that.
Am I wrong?
But I feel like it's
listen, the Spanish niggas be bringing you down the science to the math and come from a place because guess what? When they trace that lineage back, this shit dark as shit but too. That's how they be breaking it down like that.
No, I get that. I get that.
Afro Latinos and shit.
But I just feel like at this point it's not to say that we all have the same struggle. I'm not comparing struggles, but I'm saying there is a relative struggle, and there is. So I understand there's different wokeness. Like, you know, your wokeness is different. It's appealing to others. That's what I'm saying. But all I feel like it's just like at this point, it's like knowing a certain something, and it's like, you know what I mean? Like just having a different frequency in where you're thinking at.
Why is it uncomfortable for us to just say this shit is for us and it's for no one else?
I'm not uncomfortable to say that. I just agree with you. I'm just saying that I feel like I'm sticking to it. I feel like it's a frame of mind. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I understand that. I understand because it is like, you know, and I get the play on it because it's like, we feel oppressed. It's all like, we feel like, oh, we've been sleeping on each other or sleeping on our what our real purpose is and shit like that. So I get all of that. But I feel like I said, I just feel like at this point, it's getting to a point where it's like, it's how someone is.
It wasn't. The issue becomes it wasn't for that.
Right.
It wasn't for them, excuse me. Right. Like all these entities who have now gone on and perverted it for their own the issue becomes when we as black people start allowing it to go off.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever conversation, like people's like, "Oh, go well." It's like we need to check it, like, "Hey, we don't know what you're talking about."
Mm-hmm.
That is a separation from this.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're talking about has nothing to do with what the fuck we're talking about over here.
Right.
Whenever it comes to black shit, and what I mean by black shit is like when it comes to our intellectual property as black people,
mm-hmm.
right? We see, like, you see how, you know, you have certain TikTokers. You had the TikTok thing with, how they were, like, exploiting, like, the black dances and the black shit. And whatever
they wasn't getting aired on. None of that
we
shit
as black people don't protect our intellectual IP in the sense of it's, we drive these fucking markets. We know it. Know our trillions. We know our spending power. We've gone
with talent and demand.
So it then begs the question, why haven't we just, like, when shit like that happens, you just pull your shit?
It's obviously
in a drove and then go somewhere else. I believe that there is, like, a black
social
media app.
Meta something. It's something. I do follow it. It was like Snoop Dogg's like a ambassador for it.
So guess what?
Yeah, it's definitely a thing.
Oh, so by the time season 5 is out, people can find us on.
Yeah, you know, it's for sure. I'm following the page. It's like I forgot what it is. I off the top of my head.
Oh, it's not open to the public yet.
No, it is. It is. You can go use. It's like Instagram kind of alternative kind of thing.
So we can go on there.
Yeah.
We need to go on there.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think it just started like a new wave of first server kind of.
So it looks like we need to be on there then.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, like I feel like I feel like it's a need for this approval.
We gotta go, like black people need to go to black prohibition.
That's
black civil rights type. But I feel like we were just like supporting our own shit.
Yeah.
Like, but truthfully, but like for instance, like for us, we're on Instagram. We should be on. We can't be talking the talk, walking the walk, and not being on this app.
Mm-hmm.
That would make no sense. We're fucking cowards at that point. We're assholes. Right. We're a piece of shit.
Right.
So like we have to support that kind of shit.
So here's the thing. So you're talking about safeguarding black culture, right?
Yes.
So, but
everybody else's culture can get safeguarded.
But other cultures allow visitors. Are you allowing visitors to come in and experience the culture?
You can't take nothing when you leave.
What you mean? It's experience.
Enjoy the experience, but don't try to recreate it because you're gonna fail.
that's a big scheme.
Make it your own. For instance, Korean fried chicken is different from like traditional, like you know, Black American fried chicken, mm-hmm. but they learned it from us.
Right.
But they do it in their own
little kimchi.
So that's what I'm saying. You can learn something. You learn whatever, but don't try to recreate. Like just add it to your own and make sure it's not fucking yours.
Okay, we don't make it the same.
Like, don't be like,
don't plagiarize. Don't plagiarize.
Because that's what happens continuously with black Americans, and we just let this shit happen. Like, for instance, now, plagiarism. Right? How is it that there is this whole argument on the internet from you stupid motherfuckers about fucking the whole Rihanna shit and the fucking goddamn ASAP Rocky shit?
The magazine cover?
With the baby. We're allowing these white motherfuckers to get us riled up to talk about black shit about a black man taking care of his kid.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
The fuck are we talking about?
Yeah, I'm not. You're not gonna get me on that one.
And who isn't she a billionaire?
Yeah, I'm not gonna get me on that one. You get me? He's a dream.
Who is the biggest star right now? So like, think about it in the context of what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers get on there and you're fucking sitting at home in your grandmother's fucking basement. Not even your mama's basement because you don't even have a fucking basement.
God,
you're sitting there in your grandmother's fucking basement trying to figure out what the fuck is what and you just want to shit on everybody else and shit. No, actually use some common fucking sense,
but
or at least try to find some.
But that's the issue, is that because like this, it's a cyber warfare.
We want to get mad at the white man, but then we let the white man go ahead and drive a lot of these narratives, or then we let the white man go ahead and continue to take our shit, slap us all over the face, and we continue to go back this motherfucker, keep doing shit under this motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. It's a satisfaction.
Hilarious.
We need their approval. That's what it is.
That's what we got to go on meta.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. And it's like that. That's what I think the only thing it is, because I feel like they control the means of these markets, and we need money to survive, so it forces us to work with them. You know what I'm saying? Because best believe if there was a black alternative to everything that we need, like black streaming, black all this, black, we would definitely do it. You know what I'm saying? Let alone if Tyler Perry gets his own network, and I think he's on Oprah's shit, but if he gets his own shit, like, you know, he's gonna put his shit probably be the most blackest network ever that there ever was. You know what I'm saying?
To an extent, because he still got to play with the white man.
Yeah, I understand it, but imagine if someone had their own channel or like their own absolute everything. Like, you know, people will want piece of it. I feel like that's what happens. Like we
what?
Bill Cosby, right? Exactly. See what happened with Bill Cosby? He wanted to buy the channel, lock him down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's been 30 years since this scandal. Lock him down. But like, I feel like our culture, our shit is like our shit until it's too hot. Then it's like, all right,
But then the thing about it is,
you know, we gotta get it.
We let it go without fail, and then it just gets perverted, and then we're sitting here like, oh, well, look at what they did. Well, are we gonna let them?
No, but you know why? You know why? Because it's hard to protect when it's attached, it's handcuffed. Like this is mainstream, regular mainstream, and this is like black culture. So it's like when the shit's just like damn near parallel, it's hard for us. Like every new thing, it goes straight into the mainstream. Like
you're right.
Everything
you
we create, what? Like it's too fast. It's like flash out. They go straight. Everything we do.
You know what? You're right. Because you know what? I guess you know what? Maybe black people losing it, because we are the same people who just threw Kyrie under the bus immediately, but then we didn't even want any smoke for Jeff Bezos at first. We just immediately jumped on the black man. You know what I mean? Well, you know what I mean? Niggas ain't want no kind of smoke with that, but then who fucking knows? You know what I mean? Then we're also the same group of individuals who just allow, like, you know, let it be sports media journalists, let it be fucking regular journalists or whatever the case may be to go on there. And they have the same skin color as us, but then they just go out there and the way that they make their money and feed their families is completely defaming us. And then we just allow them to just be able to be comfortable around us. Be able to move around us with no kind of fucking fear. That's the type of shit that we on. So maybe we as black people have just been too pacified too much, and you haven't realized the shit that's going on around you and understand the microaggressions and how they equal to the macroaggressions, because the macroaggressions are no longer allowed or socially acceptable to be shown to you in such a manner. Mm-hmm. Like motherfuckers are still getting killed left and right for a multitude of fucking reasons. It's
terrible.
You have a system that I don't give a fuck. It's funny. It's funny because you know what a lot of white people tell you is that race is not a problem within America anymore. But then somehow, some way, hold on. No, that's what they will say. Everything is not a race issue. You know what I mean? Like, you know, black people not oppressed within America. That's what some white people say. That is that is an absolute fact. Absolute fact. That is what some of the, I'm not saying what they're saying is a fact. What I'm saying of them saying it, that is a fact. You can find it on the internet. It is not hard to find. Go on Twitter.
No, I'm sure it is, but I've never seen it.
I've witnessed it
myself firsthand.
I've had conversations with individuals who have said such a thing. Mm. We're just having like a conversation, a debate, and it was there. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then you just go into shit. So now, but them saying that, this is what I always say to them. You're saying that race is no longer a factor within America. It's not a big issue, but then yet you're sitting here coming to me on your fucking hands and knees, crying and begging, saying that fucking the white man is being oppressed. They're racing us out of culture. They're trying to do this, trying to do that. I thought race wasn't an issue within the culture, within the country. You stupid fucks. Come on now. Listen, I was born that night, but not last night, as my daddy would say. Stop it. Mm. Now,
I want to know.
We don't have the smoke for white people, truthfully. What I mean by the smoke is, like, not in a negative connotation, but, like, the way that the Jewish population protects themselves and their identity, mm-hmm. black people do not have that.
Yeah,
but
that's, also, yeah, too, that's
because
one.
We are differently segregated. But now I'm talking about American blacks. And what I mean by American blacks is that, yes, if your family is from one of the Caribbean islands, that's nice. That's cute. If you were black from another place, that's nice. That's cute. But if you motherfuckers have been here for a little bit and you've been raising this motherfucker, then you're a black fucking American. That's something that you need to fucking start owning, because that's the culture that needs to actually get identified. Because what happens is motherfuckers, the reason we can't get on the same page is because black America can't get on the same page. Because there's too much infighting in regards to, you know, you got people coming from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this is what white Americans are saying about, you know, other Americans.
Mm-hmm.
You got to assimilate to this culture because this is where you're coming.
Right.
Like, I don't give a fuck about how lazy you think people are or us as a culture. You decide to come here. Take your ass back to wherever you and your family originally came from. But since you over here.
Right.
Like,
you gotta
bring your culture, of course, but yeah. Don't come over here just shitting on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Left and right. And then shitting on those kind of people.
Right.
And then having the takes you're having and shit like that.
Yeah.
Ocho.
No, you didn't.
I'm supposed to be scared of him?
No, I know.
No, he big and shit. Don't get me wrong, but like I said what I said. What?
What do you think he's force feeding the culture, his culture down the throat? Or?
Oh, no. Everything I was talking about doesn't describe to him exactly what I was talking about. But him being like Nigerian, like Africa, he made this comment because he was commenting on just like the black American experience. He's like, well, I come from Nigeria, so I don't have this thought process of everybody's oppressed, yada, yada, yada. Like, but then you understand and see what it is.
Mm.
Like, you live that fucking experience. You know how it feels.
I see.
And then you're just like, oh, well, I don't understand, like, how they're just so lazy. So this, so that. Do you not understand? If you would look at the history of the country that you're coming in, that happens to the people who look like you, you understand how we fucking got here. We don't need to keep saying it over and over again. But I don't know. Let's just start it from pre-segregation. Look at pre-segregation. Then go through. Because we were thriving. We had businesses and shit.
Mm-hmm,
shit was going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
we got segregation because it's like, hey, listen.
Black Wall Street and shit. Yep.
You're not going to take our tax dollars to fund your shit, and you're not going to give us nothing over here. We got to segregate the bitch.
Right.
Segregate the bitch. Then all of a sudden now, you get the war on drugs. After the war on drugs, then we got the whole incarceration shit. After you got everybody hung out there and strung out there and doing crime shit like that, you lose some whole generations. That's how you get to the way you are now. Now you get people starting to get it, trying to come up now. Mm-hmm. But you motherfuckers come over here on your high horses like, oh, well, in my country, we do this. In my country, you have the work ethic of this or this, that, and the third. Go fuck yourself. Go back.
Why'd you leave, right?
But since you over here, you need to get on board and protecting the IP that is black.
Mm.
Because we're just so quick to be like, oh, yeah, this, you owe this. I've never heard an Irish person come to me and say, yo, you know your Irish brother, right? Never had an Italian say it to me. So what the fuck are we always saying it for?
Mm.
What do we want the acceptance for so much? Like, why can't you not just be proud to be black and let that person be proud to be who they are, and you just appreciate the human for who the human is? You don't need to have them associate, be like, oh, yo, you got your black card. They can't have their black card. They can never have their black card. You want to know why? Because they're not fucking black.
Mm.
The same way we can't get an Italian card, can't get a Japanese card, can't get a Chinese card. We can't get none of that shit because guess what? We are not that. It is what it is. Protect the intellectual black property.
Yeah.
Or get the fuck out.
And like, why are you so physical about it?
Because that's the issue. Because we let everything slide.
No.
People let everything slide. Go ahead. We have to make subservient motherfuckers. Go ahead now.
And that's what I think, where you're, to your point before, like, why we let shit slide, I think that, and it's like why we don't like stick up for one another or like, you know, like come together. I think that it's just like the volume and the numbers, you know what I mean? I feel like people don't, like, people can't like just trust each other blindly, you know what I mean? Not even somewhat blindly, but I feel like the number of people makes it harder on us to actually come together, I feel like, and just unify.
Here's the thing. We understand how the system has been set up against us, right? So then we understand the preconceived notions that everyone else has against us. We also understand as black people the preconceived notions we have against one another. If you aren't actively trying to fight that when applicable and makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying just because someone black is right. Whatever the case.
No, I know. It's not.
But if you're in a position to help a brother because he's black, you should.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you got a business and you have a white and a black person applying, or any, matter of fact, no, because you know what?
Can't say that.
You know, you got a white person, black person applying, and the white person is a better candidate than the black candidate, you just don't just hire the black candidate because of that. Like, no, you hire who's the better person.
Right.
But if you are in a position to help a black candidate, like, if the black candidate is better or it's even, I don't know, then hire the black candidate. If it's even, why not? That's what other people in other cultures have been doing for the dawn of time. If they're dead even, dead smack even, because that's what they, that's what the NFL coaches are doing. So what? Something I'm saying wrong and racist? What? Is it wrong? Is it? Because if so, talk to the NFL.
Right.
Talk to businesses.
Right.
Look at these boards.
Right.
They go with people who, if I got a business.
Without even know who you, you are.
Now, listen.
Just by, I'm a little, just by your name.
I'm a little bit different. I am, you know, I got, I can connect with a whole bunch of people. But I talk this shit of like, you want to look out for the culture, want to look out for the people. If I could help a brother or a sister in need. Of course, I got. I have to. It's the way I talk, the way I walk.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
If you're both vying for it and the other person's better, I'm going with the other person. If I can still help you, I'm gonna help you.
Understandable, and I feel like that's a thing. Like,
but you have to. But we as black people don't have that kind of that thought process. We don't give a fuck. We just want to turn it into fighting each other. And then nothing too is, I don't understand why we keep looking for a leader. Instead of looking for a leader, get some common sense.
Become one. Accessible.
Lead you in your household and having true, strong black values of not being fucking like, well, that's a whole nother conversation because everybody's got different black values.
Yes. There's no set. That's, and that's the thing I think too. Like, I feel like because there's like some unwritten rule that like this is these are the rules of being black. You know what I'm saying? If you don't abide by these rules,
there are certain universal shit that you can't get around.
Yeah, but I know. But like, but there's not like I have to complete every single task because I am black, or like, no, you know what I mean?
Because you know what, you're starting to get black, and because of the way that everything is going, it is becoming more prevalent that you get black different ways in different places.
Exactly.
There is way more, like, there is way more affluent black people.
Mm-hmm.
There are way more biracial black people. So certain shit that we grew up with, it was like that's becoming archaic.
Right.
So with that said and done, honestly, you know what is going to end up happening is we're just going to end up just doing what everyone else does. Just, okay, you're black, but I guess you're just that part of whatever.
Yeah, maybe, but it.
So then does that come back to the whole Foundation of Black America thing?
Yeah, that I think that's dying out, honestly.
Well, yeah, because them niggas is jokes out there. That's another thing with them niggas who like champion the movements. It's like, what do you fuck, like, what, like.
What's your real end goal?
But then what do you, like, what are you?
Oh, like.
What are you? Really? What good do you do?
Right.
How much hate do you preach? Because if you want to talk about unity amongst people.
Right.
Like, and I don't know. Maybe
they're
because
not
obviously.
They're not with interracial relationships and shit.
Well, my whole lifestyle, they would want to come at me for, but.
Yeah.
Like, I would love for them to say it in my, like, if we were in the same room, they wouldn't say it to me.
No, I know that.
But yeah, no, yeah. But then it just makes you wonder, like, well, why wouldn't you want someone like me on your side of this thing?
I mean, because that's a good point. You would, because it's a different perspective, you know what I mean? And it's a different vantage point of life, you know, for people. But that's
which then question. Is then that then creates another divide. Because then it's like, you know, with certain things, like, I would agree with them on certain things, but then there's like certain things, like, oh, you just want to fast, you want to just kill people, shit like that. And then you go ahead and ask, like, what are people claiming?
Yeah.
Listen, chief.
Yeah. It's a lot.
That's, but then that's the issue. No one's talking true unity. It's segregated unity. It's like unity if you fall into these realms. Like, for instance, like, a lot of the motherfuckers who are pushing this shit, the issue is that they just sound like a black version of the shit that they hate.
That's basically what it is. It's perpetuation.
And it's like, oh, so I would still want to rip your throat out too.
Because
you, when you get in power, would then fuck over a group of people.
Yeah.
That would be even looks like you still.
Right. Yeah.
Because you're a proven piece of shit.
That's the ones you got to watch out for.
Dr. Umar Johnson was shitting on this woman for donating $5 to it. Shit, talking about, sister, you're poor, you're broke, or whatever. I guess she wanted a refund or whatever because he did something and he trashed her. And then Tyreek, who he's doing Lord knows what the fuck. And yeah, I know that he's got like a museum that's out and shit like that. Like, he does good work in certain regards, but you still, y'all still preach too much fucking hate in a generality. Like, you don't, you're just so quick to exclude. Like, and then the exclusion is like, it's not even, it's not a sound. Because society excludes motherfuckers. That
well,
is true.
Well, do you think it's like, it's to your point where you were saying before, like, you can't just accept everybody because they're black and they have a certain selection, case-by-case selection? Maybe it's something like that, you know, especially because they're celebrities. Instead of, they have taken...
So, for instance, right? So they would go ahead and then they would just be like, you're with a white woman, right? They'll say that to somebody. They're like, you're with a white woman. What kind of white chick is that? What kind of kids are they producing? Like, how does that influence? How does that go into us? Like, what if they're on, like, you can't be as selective as you want to be when we're nowhere near where we need to be. Like, right. Like, who the gall of you? You need every able body.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I get that.
That's what I mean. Like, oh, you just want to be everything that you hate. Like, oh, 50,000 lashes for this one. 50,000 lashes for that one. It's funny.
It's hilarious, but then
it's terrible.
Yeah, but I don't take him serious, so that's why it's.
But
like,
I truly, in my heart, believe if he had the opportunity, he would.
Wow.
I do.
I don't think it would be that corrupted, but you never know. You never know.
I do.
Give people, listen, a little bit of money, and then
you don't think he doesn't have the means in that to do something like that if it came down to it to anybody. If we were in the power structure, come on now. Come on now. I'm not saying it would just be them brothers he would do it to. Trust me, there'll be some pale skin motherfuckers.
Dr. Umar giving out lashes to people. What a sick world we live in.
A lot
in.
Of black people would be getting a lot of lashes.
Yeah. 40,000 lashes? That's inhumane.
He would make an example because you can see the psychology, though. You got to make an example of people.
Yeah, exactly. He does. But what do you think about, like, the attack on, like...
This society. He would want to make himself like, look at him now. How long is this fuck? Like... Even with the school, he was blaming black people, talking about if I was in any other culture, they would have been doing this for free, doing this for that, doing that for that. But then you also know that black, according to everyone, in statistics, black business is not thriving. It's not thriving. So why would you want a black business to give anything it couldn't give at this point in time, especially if it's living hand to mouth?
Right.
If it's living hand to mouth, then how dare you expect anything for free?
Right.
They can't give it to you for free because then they won't be there anymore. Right. So, but for the betterment of your school, they go out of business. Are you going to pay their shit? Are you going to pay their medical bills?
Right.
You going to pay their rent? Right, their food?
Right. No, I get that.
The food?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Fuck. Oh, man. But what do you think about like the attack on like the mindset of like black people and like in terms of dividing us against each other? You know what I mean?
No, we're doing it to ourselves at this point. No one's doing anything else to us at this point. At this point, when it comes to like the division, we all know what it is, and we're allowing it to happen. So now it's at the point that we know what's happening.
Right.
What is everyone wanting to do to try to fix it?
Mm.
Like, where do you fall on it? Like eventually, it's getting to the point now where it's just like, oh, me and mine and like-minded people.
Right.
And it doesn't even necessarily matter whatever it is. But of course, I'm always going to be black, always going to speak up on shit. But everybody ain't on everything, and everything isn't for everybody. Especially if you want to just continue to stay in ignorance, self-helplessness, and then just, it's always like the woe is me without any kind of like change, but then wanting to actually do meaningful change, then what are we talking about? Go fucking sit on the fence.
And that's true. But I feel like, like you said, there's like a subset of rules, subset of things that you need to know how to conduct yourself as a black American or being black anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there's a certain aura.
That stuff is universal. It doesn't change.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There's a certain aura that you just like, even being biracial, some people have it. You know what I'm saying?
Depending on how they look, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so it's like.
Well, they still have it because they see the side that having it, but they may be able to use it one way or the other.
Right. I just feel like sometimes like people get lost in the fact that like there's certain things that they need to know, you know, like just because maybe it doesn't apply to them. I feel like you still need to like you said, how like people migrate here and feel like they don't need to learn the history of the country that they're going to be in. You know what I mean? Like if that was in any other way, we would do that. You know what I'm saying? We would have to do that. You know what I'm saying? If I wanted to go to Ghana tomorrow and live there,
you got to understand that I have to understand customs.
Yeah, I got to understand, like, what the fuck, where am I going to live at? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't bring your American Guyanese shit over there.
You know what I mean? Like, it's
you got to drop the American part.
Right.
Right. You're like, oh, yeah, what about this? Pick it up off the ground and eat it.
Yeah, exactly. But what do you think some of the... you were talking about safeguards, right? Some of the safeguards. What do you think are some of the defense things that we can do in order to protect the culture? Like,
so it comes down to the individual. So now we can talk about, like, so this is in regard to the individual person, right?
Okay, yeah.
So when you know that shit's for the culture and mm-hmm. people from out of the culture try to use it.
Check it right there and there.
Hey, nah, that's not for you.
Oh.
Hey, you know I make this mac and cheese just like a black woman. You can't do that because you're not black, baby, but we understand it.
Man.
Thank you.
Stop comparing it to...
Can I come to the cookout? You can come to my personal cookout, but you can't come to the black cookout because you got to be black to do it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Just because somebody got black kids don't mean that they are black themselves. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Once again, unless them themselves are black. But even that goes to like a certain fucking point. Like, once again, the only motherfuckers who get to play the fucking... something else and being black or Spanish people.
That's the only pass you're given.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are half black.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because the goddamn Middle Eastern motherfuckers would not, they don't like to associate with anything black.
No.
We are not black. So fuck off. You're not.
Look at Moroccans and Egyptians.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So go ahead. You be Egyptian and Moroccan. You don't. Yeah. Go ahead. You never. Nope. You
make
be.
Are y'all what, African?
Let them be that. But they did whatever. Let them be that. Anyone else? But then even the Spanish niggas don't like the Spanish niggas don't do that.
Not all of them, though.
No. What I'm talking, they don't jack. Cause they're both.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, and then they blend it.
Yeah, but some of them don't though. Some be like, nah, there's no way. I don't like it. I'm like, well, there's people that look like you. That's you know, people. There's
because
people
of the way they were raised and right. What that maybe they were raised on one side of the family. Absolutely. However that fucking.
But
goes.
I'm saying that population
but
exists.
But then that just goes to the other parent not fucking. Hey, first of all, if somebody's whole side of the family would think that people who look like you are a certain kind of way,
mm-hmm.
and you had kids with them. You had kids with the enemy. That was your first mistake.
Mm.
Now, since you've already made the mistake, you can't double down and not educate your kid to love themselves.
Right. Exactly. Or to hate themselves. Yeah,
you got to educate them to love themselves. You can't allow them to educate them to hate themselves. You can't allow that to happen. You got to educate them to love themselves. So you got to do that. And then if you don't do that, you're not only a terrible person and a terrible father. You should probably burn in the deepest depths of hell or whatever parent you are.
The deepest depths, you said.
That's what I believe. Because then you, at that point, you're just...
You failed the kid. You didn't give them the keys in order to succeed.
No. You
failed. And then it's like their whole existence
And then they decide to just whitewash your whole entire lineage on purpose. Not out of love. Because if it happens out of love and shit like that, that's one thing.
Not to whitewash your whole existence.
Well, no, I'm just saying whitewashing in general, like, just because, like, you know, just like of just like the whole thing. It's like, oh, I hate being so dark. I'm going to lighten the bitch up.
Mm. Yeah, I never got a fan. I've never been a fan of that. And I know that in the Caribbean culture, like, bleaching your skin is big. And I never jacked it.
Like, why do you want it? Like,
I never jacked it. I was like, why is this? Why do we need to do this?
Why is this the thing?
Yeah. Like, and then not for nothing. There's like few cases of where that shit actually looks good and worked. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, the succession rate doesn't even warrant the attempt.
There's something different than what someone like Charlemagne did, whereas like back in the day, you could see the different discoloration of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All he did was even it out. Now, could he have gone darker? Probably. Why didn't he? That's a whole nother conversation. Maybe he couldn't. Don't know. But he lightened it up, but not to get light skin, but to just even himself out.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing.
Two-toned. Okay.
But it was, you know what I mean? That's one thing. Because people do, they have like, you know, whatever the case. Mm-hmm. So it gives them one. But these individuals who then decide they want to just like try to whitewash themselves thinking like they're going to look prettier. And then we went through the whole culture of like, you know, black women with like, you know, the straightening of the hair and shit like that. And then getting these like blonde hair and shit. And it's like, you can never be blonde, baby. Like, who gives a fuck? We don't want you to be blonde. Like, just, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's mm-hmm. But then that also goes into the way that society, you know, for the longest time was just social media. It was a Eurocentric society. Now we're getting to the point that soon that they're going to be the minority, and it's going to be known they're going to be minority. You could see the shift happening and changing.
You know what? Nothing for nothing though. I feel like you're right. That shift in like now, like we like how I said before, like black media, black or urban media is now like, you know, U.S. or not U.S. just national. You know, international
media. They have drill music in fucking Korea.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not only that, but I feel like Nigeria has taken over the world in terms of the music sound. And then soon, they like everybody wants to make sounds like...
Where's Akon from?
Senegal. But...
Akon's a joke.
Why would you say that? What made you...
Isn't he the one that said, like, you know... They started all kind of music, and like we, like basically black African Americans are like, you know, kind of like a one off from that shit. Like he said some joke shit. Yeah, Akon's a joke.
Yeah, I never heard him say some shit like that. But
look at it.
Hold
on, watch.
I really don't want to talk about it either way. But I'm just saying, like, you know, like Nigeria's got all of everybody want to sound like that. Beyonce's want to sound like that. All these people. Ed Sheeran's an old fucker like that. Like he's trying to do that Justin Timberlake Akon claim shit.
Africans naturally have a better stage presence than Black Americans, who he referred to.
It's a preference. I'm not mad at him for saying that.
Who he referred to as wobbling pants, hanging half down, yada yada.
Depending on what point in time he's talking about,
that's a general ass fucking statement.
It's super general, and it's pretty accurate. Nigga do be wearing their pants low, you know what I'm saying? Like mid-2000s,
show me the African Luther Vandross.
They don't got
show me the African Whitney Houston.
But they're probably
show it to me.
Maybe we just don't know.
Show it to me.
Maybe we just don't know because we're not.
Oh, I'm sorry, but they know about Whitney, right?
Yeah. See,
and right now we in the digital age where everybody can hear everything. Bad Bunny is doing what?
He's doing numbers. Nobody knows what he's be saying sometimes.
But everybody loves him, right?
Yeah.
So where is their equivalent?
Burner.
So this is the kind of shit like you just. But once again, I'm not gonna go crazy on Akon.
But this is the shit that we gotta be like.
You hear that shit? Anybody say that shit?
No, check that shit. But that's what I'm telling you right now. That they have that now. Like it's over to the point where the Afrobeats is taking over music, like internationally. Like it's being played everywhere, and everyone's trying to sound like it. That you have hip hop, drill, all that. Everything is taking over to the point where it's like they're trying to emulate that kind of sound of music. So it's like,
but who are they trying to emulate?
The Africans. They're trying to sound like that African music.
So you're saying the hip hop is not trying to sound like Afro beats?
Well, not hip hop and stuff. But I'm saying like everybody.
You're talking about pop?
Everything. Everything that they're trying to copy off that sound of music because that's what's trendy, what's hot right now. You know what I mean? So that's why I feel like
where's the Whitney though or Beyonce right now?
We don't know because we're not privy to it. Doesn't mean that there isn't one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I'm saying, but he was on my stage presence. I'm just saying, like, is hanging off the asses. I'm just saying, like, where is?
But he also when did he say that? So it could have been.
Shit was recent, motherfucker.
All right. Well, either way, I'm not gonna go harp on Akon because he said something stupid. I'm like, all right, whatever.
I just said it too. I'm not gonna go kill him, but. I said that's the kind of shit we gotta just on anyone. It's gotta get it. They start doing some crazy shit. I was like, what are you talking about? No, you don't get that. Why are you, what are you doing with that?
Yeah, I guess, but then if you have the evidence to back it up, don't just be claiming niggas be wrong and then they can't say nothing. You know what I mean? So it's like
he is wrong. Because you wanna know why? There is, you should name me the international superstar. You can't.
Yeah, now I can. Not for Senegal, though, but for Nigeria, yeah.
Who?
I just named three of them.
Who was it?
I said Burna Boy, Wizkid, Tems. I could keep going. They're the international superstars.
Burna Boy from Nigeria?
They're Nigerian.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
That's three?
Yeah, that's three. Hmm. Billboard's top sold.
I would love to see their performances against, I don't know, fucking Future's performance or whoever's fucking performances.
Come on now.
Well, right? But no, that's what he said. We're just being, I'm just, don't but that's the that. Shit.
Don't do that.
But
dude.
I don't want to put Black as Black, but we got to do that with anybody. It just happens to be the Akon ones that I fucking just remember recently. Yeah. But we just also went over like how white people went over fucking Go Woke. So don't get in the comments talking about, so he was so hard on fucking Black people. Suck my dick. I was going hard on everybody who fucking disrespected my culture.
This is that fundamental Black energy right here.
Foundational. See, you fucking it up.
I said fundamental, same shit.
Fucking it up.
foundation fundamentals, same the pillar of black community, right? You think you just be out there just with it, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I feel like there's different, but how do, so just G-checking people at every time something's wrong, that's the only way we can safeguard our culture? Because some things we are out of our control. You know what I'm saying?
If it's out of your control, it's out of your control. But, like, we don't have to, like, you G-check it in different ways. So you G-check it by, like, not having to support it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You G-check it in, by like, boycotting maybe educating. It. Yeah, like, we don't got to use it. We don't support it. What are you talking about with that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever the case. Like, you just don't allow it to be perverted.
But then you see people, like.
But the issue is that we want everybody to use it. Like, oh, hey. Because we want, like, oh, look at the, like. Why do we need their validation of our shit? Who gives a fuck? That's right. Why we're still having the same argument. Everybody give a fuck about the Oscars and the Grammys and yada, yada, yada. But, like, you know, the BET Awards aren't as lit as they should be. Like,
Source Awards, we don't even have them anymore.
We don't even have those anymore. The Soul Train Awards. Like, mm-hmm. None of that shit at all. None of that shit. But, like, we clamor to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and give them our big performances and yada, yada, yada. Because we haven't actually done up the homegrown talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we have homegrown talent, but then they decide to cross over. Even though it's crazy to me because, like, it's billions of dollars circulating within the black, you know, culture and shit like that, they can just easily capitalize while also building up that same culture. But who the fuck knows? Master P seems to be doing a little bit, doing good for himself. So good for him. Hopefully more people take his
money. Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely Master P. Dre, too. He sold a little bit of his money.
Take that good approach and shit. I don't really know too much about Dre's business dealings as I should be, but I know Master P in regards to, like, you know, being on his word and, like, you know, having, like, a product of, like, that you can kind of stand by, and
couple
then like also to promote and shit within the actual culture within black people and business and shit, because, like, you know, when people see the rappers doing shit like that, then they want to copy it in many different regards to their facets. Because maybe they can't be a rapper, but hey, I can start a business, do this, do that. Like, you know, I see Master P and Snoop doing this. I see, like, you know, fucking
Shaq.
Some people don't like Shaq no more. Shaq doing shit, whatever the case may be. So whoever that person may be for them, able to see that and they want to emulate that, which then allows us to hopefully grow stronger within the whole fucking race.
Do it.
All right. Well, listen, people. That's it. And I was reason I say that's it is because, like, you know, you can only beat a dead horse but so many fucking times in the sense of just, you gotta take ownership of yourself. That's how black people get better. You take ownership of yourself and you safeguard what the fuckers are and just start checking shit. Let it be you not supporting it and then, like, you know, having those conversations with your other black brothers.
Designer, like, hey,
what
man.
What are you doing this? What are you doing that?
You gotta boycott that shit. You gotta
try to get it. Stop trying to have some fucking leader. Just try to get like-minded people like you and let's move this bitch forward. Any other final closing moments? I mean, thoughts?
Just boycott all that shit, man. Like you said, just, like, if it ain't your frame of mind, if it ain't supporting the blackness of everything, like, you know what I mean, we especially the high fashion, man. We've been sucking in high fashion and we continue to be sucking in high fashion, and it's like we still do it because of a status thing, and I don't get it.
Let's fucking listen. Smarten up. I am Dean. That over there is the Madman Lowe's. This is Black of the Berry. See you next week, baby. Peace.